Okay. In looking through some of the Dvarim, remember we mentioned that Rabbi Avadya wanted to bring a held at the court of the Rambam, Zin of Kvura is the Rabbonah. I couldn't see where we got it from, because quite the country, the right of Kshat Rambam says, okay, it's all right, so. You know, the Gemara has Rebbe the Kvura, the Rabbonah, that's not all of them. So that's the mission. That's why Rambam is asking that it's irrelevant. The reason is this, the reason is that, oh, that's in the time of the cross. That's how we got it from. I just looked it up. The end of the Simon Chom Bey. And be all that you're there, Chelagim you're there. Because if you look carefully, it says in the beginning of Tarek Yudala, it was all the very same drama. This is a statement of the Ram, the Bakar Cholam, the Nakam Abelim, the Hosi Amaid, the Hakam Takala, the Abba Sa'orchim, the Asri Bechol Sorochi Akvura, the Salakose, the Ponav, Lisbon, the Lachbor, the Likbor, Chenna Sameh, Hakala Bachosin, the Tazim Bechol Sorochim, the Gemilu Chasson Shibuzufo, Shenem Shiv. Abba Pishkol, it's there in the Divram. The Rabbi said, "Chat and Rambam." The Rabbi say, "Didn't the writer the mitzvah lowliest of after Rebbe Kamocha? Because the mitzvah prosim, we can hold and we can avail and etc. That is only with the Rabbi." So the Rabbi said, "Chat and Rambam." So the Rabbi says, "Look, shake Rambam." Lachbor v'litbor. That the Jew of the actual Kvura is a mitzvah of saying Midi Rabbonah. Had there been a general mitzvah, he called it the Kvura by Yom Ha'u, the mitzvah of saying Midi Oraita, which is the part of the way the Lech HaMishma of Shad Rambam. So why is it there yet the mitzvah of saying Shodav Reyem, Lachbor v'litbor? What would you say? The mitzvah of saying Midi Oraita. You tell me it's the right because of Midi Chasson, now we know already. The other things are the right of Midas Chassanah, but it's a specific Mitzvah Rabbanah Kulah, the Torah Kulah, the Kulah, the Kulah Velas, a specific, you know, delineated Mitzvah Rabbanah. So the Chorah, according to the Lech HaMishnah, says, the Ramah that Kavur the Mitzvah the right as such. That's the Bereel, the Ramah, the Nechut. And if there's no reason, the Lech HaMishnah says, you have to have the answer is that Mitzvah Doraisa of Kvura as an independent mitzvah. Kvura? Here, Rambam is including Kvura as over and above Kvura being part of the general mitzvah to say Doraisa to the Chassod. And over and above Kvura being a separate mitzvah to say Doraisa of Kikam and Tikrenam Yamahu. Aside from all that, as a separate Zimid Rabbanon, as a specific example or subset of Gemilu Chasson, just as Bikacholam, Bicham, Abelam, Nachman, Sarkhama, Nachman, Sarkhama. Maybe. Yes. Part of the Chasir. Arrangement. Could be. Same as if you... Right. The loss of the Rambam is asik for Chosov Hakvur. This asik means, you know, you arrange it. It could be, you know, the generality. Okay, I just wanted to point out to you that that's where you got it from. I didn't know where you got it from. And it's not another reason. I made a joke, which is that I was turning a very poor one. The Kitzur Nimrus. I think Elijah was the Sari of the Maris. That's one line, the end of the long two of other things. The mitzvah is going to Rambam, the whole mitzvah is going to Rabbanon, and then for Namkamina for whatever his other pilpul is. So while I was offered the idea, I'm looking around, I found this fascinating, and Shim Lechov Dalas. He discusses an interesting thing which I confronted once in my rabbinic career, one time only. Very sad story. You know, you never know you run into when you're into a Rabbanon. A nice Jew, now no longer with us. He was really one of the, when I came into my original mitzvah shul, so there were a few elderly reason who from a different generation, you know, from the born in America or raised in America to begin the turn of the century, And I'm familiar with during their youth. But now that they got a little older, they came back to some of their roots. One very holy Jew came back. You know, his daughters were not brought up. They went to public school. What can I tell you? 50 years ago. So what do you expect? So I still remember this story. It's an incredible story. I know the exact date of it is. Of the relative's bar mitzvah in Baltimore, and it was Lichas night. It was 8-9 days before Rosh Hashanah. So we spent Shabbos there. I came back, and with the car, I came back and already saying Ashrei. Lichas, I walked back. Just came in and saw him, Mr. Lichas. And after Lichas is over, it's 1 something in the morning, and I'm on the Shabbos, and I just had driven 3 hours plus, so I was a little tired. And then I looked over to the rabbi. Terrible tragedy. He had never one granddaughter. He was given to be Shabbat. So he had 2 daughters and 1 granddaughter. He had one daughter never married, another daughter didn't know exactly what. I couldn't figure out what's going on. He used to be Shabbat very carefully. There's another clue. We don't have to Shabbat in our children. Once a year, you get to Shabbat. Shabbat Yom Kippur, you get an Aliyah or a Hakkah or a Aliyah or something. Or Shabbat Shuvah, we had extended because we had the Shuvah got bigger. That's it. Otherwise, I mean, you get a mitzvah, you got a baby, I don't know, you get a wedding, then you can get a, we don't, because otherwise it's possible. Go right through. And now listen carefully to what's going on. Turned out was, I just one daughter never apparently had quote married or not married, I don't know, somebody, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was black, if I'm not mistaken. I saw pictures of his granddaughter's children, had killed in the car, and killed in the ground. And I don't have to officiate. Rabbi, please come and take care of the rabbi. I've never had it. I came into one of Riverside, or one of Jewish person was who died, tragic death, a Jewish person. And I walked in there, whoa. Yeah, whoa. So aside my other shock when I walked in, I saw the entire oran was strewn with flowers. Now my immediate association with flowers was that's my immediate association. What am I going to do out here? He said the appropriate thing. Appropriate. I started talking, and his mother told me afterwards, Nebuchadnezzar told me, Reed's mother, that she was so angry in the first part of my remark, she almost walked up and stopped me in the middle. I was talking about the first day, please, just about please, whatever. She didn't like it. Then I switched to a different Nakuda. Oh. Rabbi, that I like very much, that I spoke about. So young, and the Rambam I spoke about last week, I mentioned that, whatever. So I just thought, church, come and stay from the church, it's probably an Easter government, but what am I going to do? I'm going to walk out now. So Bavadi told Shuba about it, Simchav Dalas, Yerodei Chelek Yimel, he says, in some parts of the faith, Taka Asher, Apuchu Kosei Avote Lechu, he thinks it's Mutter, Gor. He says, it's not encouraging it, are strongly, but this is thinking things not of our land, it's of the land. Why? It has a reason. Of course, it is straight out of my brother, the Kukul Sam. The Tursus, the Gra on one hand, and the Ram and the Marik and the Ramah on the other hand. Very famous, my brother. If you have a hope, has a reason, is it considered a violation of the Kukul Sam or not? So here, the reason of the covenant, amen. So he thinks it's not a violation, because he's speaking of the Chukosayim, Lo, Selef. As a matter of fact, that's really the Simit Chukosayim test, but there are laws found. The Raja being the Bucky that he is, but if you have a you'll find a remez to this in the dark emotion, in Simit Shin Sadi Gimel. Give cousin to we both get another, I wasn't aware of this. Another very important ally, because she does Haran and the Ma'arik and the Ramah. That's the Rivash. He says, there are certain places, where the Ova would go every day of the Shiva, from the Shiva Yemei Avelis, to the Beit HaKvarah. Sounds goofy to me. But the Ein Limchos, though, he's from Mokum the Fiman Hog. I now leave the house, and people get to the place. Not so posh, you can't now leave the house in the general state. The Alpha got to come, I used for Eilim, Osun Kane. That was an Arab stuff, and if it was likely it is that there was a connection between the Jewish custom and the Arab one. We have an expression in European Jews, the Christosach Yudosach, that the Jews would somehow imitate some of the customs of the Christians, but I guess in the Semitic land, I don't know how to say it properly, the Arab Sikh, I don't know, they don't speak Yiddish anyway, but they used to follow the something that came more likely from the, that kind of thought. Why? Where's that? Right, we just passed it. It's in Shin Mem Ches. We just sort of glossed over it. Stiff Aleph. Sof and Amalochim. Right? And the Gemara, which is quoted, says, Ein Bemishim Darki Amori. But it's interesting. Right, the Shach quotes in Shin Mem Ches and Sad Nalas. Ein Bemishim Darki Amori, Velo Mishim Bal Tashu. Shazel Kvodom. So it's not true, but I can't be played that Shemisha. So it's not possible to risk because they can't use it anyway. You know, they only use the clean of the law. And it's not considered a violation of what? Of Zuh. Of the Chukot. Say it. It's not a Chumash, the Gemara says. It's not in the first Chumash. Tanakh. The reference to Zuh, the Zorch Malam Allah. In Tanakh, there is no violation of the Chukot. Say it. That's the Gemara headed up in the days of the day. Problem. Vice the choice. That if it would not be written in Tanakh, then there would be a problem of Chukot Seh Mosele, even though it makes sense, and they'll cover up a lot. That's the gross kasha, the Toysus Raya, against the Ram and Arish, the Ramon and the Rivash. You know, it's four against two, but the Gemara is going to start at a two. The first is Gemara. The Bavadji is resorted to an interesting answer, which is, Masleka Tatsugi. And it was a Gemara against the Ram and the Ramon, and the Marik and the Rivash, but two. The whole thing, Masleka Tatsugi. They're going to vote a Dari Adal, and then it's a day. And they caught him in the cool. He taught another answer, doesn't work. That's the answer to give. Here, it's a before she can bust him as far as bait stuff of him and out. But we know the about the bait, so that's what we know about. I think most people who ever learned from number step the bait, but most people have at one point or another, are familiar with my mom on cut, same thing. On that vlog. In the steps of basis, this is a discussion of Kvura, the Yomtiv Sheni, the Rishon, the Yomtiv Sheni. The Gemara says, on Olam and Aleph, that Yomtiv Sheni, the Gavim Meis, to call Shavu Rabbanan, after the Megaz Le Glima, which means Mekach Rishim, or the Megaz Le Hato, Rashi, Hadassi Yomanichim Al Hita Sanei Sechlono, so they have flowers on the coffin. It's not a new idea. Chanoch and Rebbe Gemara Rashi and Beit Rav. That's what he says. Even though the Ma'aseh of Hatchilah is done, we don't do this anymore. But the Di'evet, he says, try to discourage him, but don't make a tara. So I told him, many years later, this must be now, this goes back, I think almost 13 years. But I feel a little better now that I found a Mavadi says that not as bad as I thought it really was. Yes. Could be. I don't know. It could be not exactly the smell. It shouldn't just overcome the smell of the mace. A doctor. Okay. Maybe the flowers also smell. I don't know. Basis. But at least there's some basis for it. Yes. Can't think about that. No. That could be. That's what Mark talks about. Whatever you throw on a mace is considered already part of the ether. I know. We just know that also. Do we not? Shin Mem Tes. Shin Mem Tes. We've learned already a few dinim. Olive base and gimel. There's already throw things on the mace. But then those things are through and by no. Correct? Okay. Fine. Let us go further because, again, at the rate we're going now, we're just never going to get anywhere. Okay. May I continue? You have a question? I'll take it. Okay, Shindon Aleph. Tachrichi Ameis, Mutal Asasa Mikilayim. Okay? And Coleman is a mate of the Vitalis Yesh Matin. Loeg Lerosh. I Loeg Lerosh. What about Tachwichim? Steer the Gluyam is in Aleph and Bay. Says the Tash. Steer the Gluyam is in Aleph and Bay. Aleph says he used to lie in. You're not worried about Loeg Lerosh. Bay says that you need a thousand and six. This is Loeg Lerosh. Loeg means he's making fun of poor. The ultimate poor person is someone who's never bled. He can't do any mitzvahs or whatever. It's called the referred to as a rush. It's not nice. He should walk that he should be buried without a talent. And how can you bury him in Kalai? Not so simple. And Bob has an interesting answer. He said that, we make believe as if you were alive. It's very strange. You're living in a world of fantasy land, of some hypothetical. Well, a dead person would be alive would be allowed to wait to lie. Why? Not a beggar hamachamim. Because he'd be alive. But everything else but dead. Just that there were dead. Then that's what Ramban says. I'm not kidding. That's why no problem of Lord left by Kalai. That's what he said. No. There's a famous answer of the Meshech Chochma, your man Simcha. It draws a distinction between Aseid and Los Aseid. In other context. Aseid, if you don't fulfill it, as the Lech was said in his deathbed, that he came, so he was crying. So they, why are you crying? Because I can't learn, I'm sick. Have you ever read this stuff on others? You're an honest, you can't help it, but the post of his son is all of an honest husbandish. Which is enough for the Yerushalmi, of course. We're all in the Torah. Who's the last command of the oven? The gift in the whole story, Yerushalmi. So, that means if you're true, you're an honest, you can't learn Torah, but you don't have a mitzvah to say a Torah. If you do a loss to say the owner, it's not an aveir. But now it's not a dollar, it's not an aveir. But if you don't fulfill an aseid on it, so it's true, it's not simple, but husbandish, you don't have the, you haven't fulfilled it, so that's the shadow here too. Kill Ayim, the maiden burning kill Ayim, you. Alright, you can't. The maiden chosh, you put them in a mitzvah. So therefore, it's not going to be anything, Lord the Rosh, to bring kill Ayim. But not to the former, not to the way this demon is put them into the stool, because after he died, now if he can't sit in the machine of Lord the Rosh, then husbandish, he's not able to fulfill the, this is that thing. That's what they look at the table Meshech Chochma. Okay. But let's go back to the idea of tzitzis. The Ramah has, Yesh Omer to Ein Tzarech Tzitzis. Big machlok. Big machlok. Do you wear tzitzis or don't you wear tzitzis? Chayv or not? The Ramah is funny compromise. The Noah will cover up the tzitzis. I'm supposed to feel our tzitzis. Oh, Korach and Achas min Akasim. You possible to fast that. Absolutely fast. The Ramban, the steer in two sources. The Ramban said, I found the solution. The solution is what he calls the Brisa, he told him to call the Death of Sittin. It's the thing, the Death of Sittin, one of the Death of Sittin. There is supposed to dispute about this issue. And it turns out, it is centered upon the following basic question. Are tzitzis tashmish mitzvah or tashmish kedusha? Tashmish mitzvah is drachim, tashmish kedusha is drachim. So the tzitzis seems to say, if you tashmish mitzvah, you should bury it in kosher and talos. The tzitzis, kosher and tzitzis. Tashmish kedusha, they're not. So the Ramban, we pass it in the Shas Bavli, tzitzis is tashmish mitzvah, not tashmish kedusha. You have to bear in the kosher metalis, finish the prophet's house. So I throw my mind, all the conceivers to various sources. That's what he said. Yeah. I love to walk that. We do it all the time. You find the source. The source has a question, unresolved. The source tells us what the question depends upon. In a different place, we know that the answer to that their unresolved question is resolved in a different place. They resolve the issue as well. Well, I'll read it to you. The honor of Barachne Shemayim, a matter of Iker of the Dalek, has suffered as any Israel. I solved all problems. Page Kuf. The scene of the Bryce of the seven sisters, the seven of the seven Katanim, who are they? Seven sisters. The Torah of Azuzah, the children of sisters of Bosom, Kusim, and Gavin. Wow. What do you say there? And my sisters, and my fear and sisters are amazing. Abishol ben Botnus Matthew. Omer Abishol, Amalie, the Obos, Hasli sisters. Bishiyesh from Ishim Kedusha. He tells you why I want to stop, but he also has Kedusha. The Chacham Omer, Ainba Kedusha. And therefore, you don't remove it. No, we see clearly that the ones who hold you remove the sisters because they hold the Tashmish and Kedusha. We pass in the Tashmish and Mitzvah and Israqi. And therefore, you should bury him sisters. He even claimed, and even according to Abishol, that you made special tachlichim, which were never used for a chai, with no Tashmish and Kedusha, and you can use it. That's what he claimed. That's not relevant to us, since we pass in the Chabad in any event. He said that you made special tachlichim just for a maid, which were never used, intended to be used for a living person. Even Abishol agreed that you'll leave this to God. That's the Ramban goes further than that. Now, the Bach here, quotes of Mordechai, in Halacha Ketana, who says like this, an interesting question. A new thing came up. That's the basis for the Rambam. Lowering the rush can work in two ways. One is, the maid is sorry, you're not giving him a fair position. It can cut the other way as well. What happened if the person wasn't so careful in his lifetime with the mitzvah of sisters? Now, the fact that he's wearing sisters could be held against him. It's a recurring theme. And we said, you must be in an inappropriate fashion to say that it was not true. Held against him, they hold him to the standards, they say, and he comes up wanting. You mentioned about bringing the maids to the shul. I said, a couple of fellows have told us, rather mate. He held, oh, you're like the Uber Jones. Here too, you bury him in sisters. What? Shiknaka. And you rely on what? This is all the time. That's where the whole change came from. I don't know what the minute was in. I'm going to be shown him because my Ashkenaz would speak about it. The time they weren't so careful and wearing sisters. I don't know. I can't say for sure. But that's what it says. He said over here the quotation of Rabbeinu Tam. He's a little bit different today. Oh, Rabbeinu Tam. The Sha'atha is not to Anshe Meister. The Tits all is Tariyat. The Eel of Talas. The Eel of Shakim called the Tarakula. Mabel Eel of Sheker. And the reason is a different verse. After saying it's horrible, but this is this blue. Misha Bishat Misa Shapatam and says Yilo Bakhayev Shah Yachayev Lo Yilo. How they love the rush in the other direction. And I think quote books in between. But the master can read, Kisha Himna, when I die, I starve as one I lick sure at the country I beg. I will talk to fire my sister and put it in the corner. She was the one of us in the office, she when I get from Tchia Tamesim. So it says it'll be Gary who'll come up with the same, the God is. The Akira Begad Akoshim, our aim, Suli and the Mela. The aim that made her also, he's one of my tasks for the office to be, you know, so he's Tchia Tamesim's son. Not to, we don't have to look at the fear, it's not to make the Esher. The Chain of the Lazar. So what do you do? You tie the fish in the two corners, the two knots, and the other two corners, the two knots. There's no Abba Kavas, no Sittis. And not because there's no laws with Rosh. On the other hand, Rosh Lava, Yatir Aksharim, where it's clear about the Kabbalah Kedina, there's a minority. That's the compromise. The compromise. The kind of a mimonisha. And tuck it into a corner. It's invisible. A different compromise. But the Marshal says, no. The North Lakshim lifts all that sin. It's impossible. The nearly Shatol, the Nasa, Beta Kvaris, Imat, it's a Rimbat. Carry him to the cemetery, and they're apostles. And as we saw the Ramo, to the back, he should not pass. Because we're all going to say he shouldn't pass. Despite that, Rabbi Osai, the Minigan, I think all over the place, they pass him. And the Aruch HaShulchan tells two remarkable stories, one that I heard a slightly different version of, but it was the same Luther Hapto. The Vilna Goyen knew no problem. He knew he found in the Shulchan Aruch. Gave a strict instructions to a Talmud, Rachel Avenger, I want you to bury me in a kosher palace with kosher and sit so popular to heaven. I wanted to see to take care of it. So I heard the story that I heard was that the Talmud was very close to the ground.
hardly ever left. But Yontif, you know, Yontif is a Yontif. I go to Paris, I don't know, his in-laws, maybe not quite, but committing Aladinus. He went away to some nearby town where his family lived, and took it. And the Gaur with Nifty and Chalamar took it. The story is told that I heard, and he heard the Gaur with Nifty, he got on the horse, and he ran, he knew his death of the one the Gaur confided in him. He arrived just after they finished burying him. Too late. That's the story I heard. Well, for sure, that's a different story. The Talmud was right there. He was overcome with violent stomach cramps. He had to run to the bathroom, and then until he came back, it was too late. The kid there was a Simon and Shemayim, and he said, how about this? The author gets so assured of all that exact same thing happened to him. He gave a specific instruction to leave his country. And this is not also the last minute. Oh, when they were pulling the sisters on, it got caught in something in the room. That's what he said. Oh, but in Baruch Shalom, you know, with someone been hugging his girl, I imagine the story of the girl, the difference of the girl. The girl wants to make it to Dukhani. He said that tomorrow is opening in Vilna. It's shul. What happened? The shul burned out. Waited a few years, did it again. Again it burned out. He stopped. He said, Rebbe, Lobas the mind, you're not going to believe it. He said, you're right, I don't believe it. I should burn the shul down. Turn it up. So, whatever it is, I don't want to go into what was the... So the Rebbe has his ways of making Minhagi Yisrael Chayavim. So it's hard to go against Minhagi Yisrael. Although, I tell you the truth, I looked against your Achayim. Incredible. And I saw my errors and strolled in there without a power at all. Go so much. Even, I don't want to say that, it sounds like too much of a joke, but I can't say it. The Kabbalistic are strolled too tough anyway. We can't set up with them. No one can set up with them. They are so tough. Have you done Kabbalistic strolled? Should I deal with them? I don't want to pick them off for you. I mean, it's you know, they don't move. They have this. They have part of the knot. They don't try to sit the knot, they tell you a knot. And they bury a Jewish mind with no talent at all. Not cultural assistance, not cultural assistance. And a Gesher, a Chaim, who writes these up, are you talking through and through? I don't know where it came from. I don't exactly what it changed. But all over, they don't bury the talent. I don't know about other partners, so I don't know. Anybody know? I hear. I think so. It's the Malach session. We're warming up. We're not up to that right now. Different story. Maybe it's some song. Okay. The minig that was this is to cut off one of the four sisters. That's the minig which is this to come out every Kaddisha that I know about. Okay. Shin and Bay. Well, we must start covering that. Yes. You tie it up. So right now, while it's tied, it's tied. Plus, if you tie the Keshno Kayama between front and back of this side and this side, possible. But it was made the Hesher, he lived to the Mason, so he'll just somehow untie it, and it'll be crushed. We can't go about it. He reads a copy about the Baliatos. I'm sure. Baliatos is an expert of Shura. Let's go. Shin and Day. Son of Abana. And then my son. We show now, you see it, I made crush on the crow, you also made me. Can you imagine it? The funeral expenses hurt the family more than the death of their relatives. Shrekler. Ask you, Manichian also, Baruch of Yemen. Can you imagine that? He would leave the base and run away. He couldn't afford to bury him. He ran away. That's what else. The Hebrew Free Burial Association take care of him. Ask the Baruch of Gamliel, the Noah Kalos the Atmo, both to you and between Pishna. Rabbi Gamliel, who was a very wealthy man, always a great nothing, he said, I want you to do nothing with me, just bury me the simplest possible way. And they took simple, plain linen, and they buried him in it. The Nagu Kula Machab is like Krishna. Very simple, kind of linen and a simple material. And he made it in effect as Hakona Rabbi Gamliel, not to have big expenditure. It's of course, the Hakona, which applies to all areas of Jewish life. Good Rebbe, making sakonis by expenses of living as well. We can't afford a chasna. They try to run away from the chasna because they can't afford to invite so many people into the fancy studio. So the Rebbe is making sakonis. He can't invite more than so many people. They can't make the services more than so much food. So then it's not much. The Rebbe is having. So the president is feeling embarrassed. It's smaller about this and smaller this. And my brothers and cousins don't have anything on it. I write them, they don't write me. That should be insulted. The Rebbe gave. The Rebbe says you can't invite your cousins. It's on it. Finished. You invite X number of people, plus your immediate family. Uncles, yes. Father's invited. Cousins, no. Cousins, you can invite a cousin. First cousin, second cousin. I mean, it's not exactly the same as this, but it's the same idea. Try to limit expenses. I tried that in my school, too. It's one of my failures. Yes, the Rebbe's not a fail, too. I try to institute, when I have a kid at the Shabbos, you should only have one hot dish. Not more than one. Fail. No, I don't think so. I failed for personal reasons. The person who starts with a kid is a Holocaust survivor, and he wants him out of the Olam. You can't go against Hitler either. I mean, you can't go up against, you know. I should say, either the Yankee, Ben Yankee, should tell this guy who went through the battle of the camps that he's trying to celebrate life, that he can't serve Kugel and Schultz. It just doesn't go. You know, you can't. So, but the idea of Takonis has a basis. Anyway, it's interesting, in Tiv Beis, Shulchan Aruch, which is remarkable. Nagul Likvav is the god of Levonim. It's a remarkable thing. Look at the Tur, and the Ramban quotes a bright of Kilayim. Kilayim. End of Kilayim. Rabbi Yani told his son, don't bury me in white garments. Shemel of Ezke Ve'eyek Chos Ben Avelim. In those years, the Chos were white and the Avelim were black. Lo Bishchor, don't bury me in black. Shemel Ezke Ve'eyek Ovo Ben Achasana. Ela Bishkerem Tzivu Amtzat. Blue. Light blue. So the Mela, again, sure. On either here or there, so the Mela can somehow, I guess I end up in Gehenim, they're wearing black, I'm wearing blue. No, I'm wearing a color. They end up in Gen Eden, so then they're wearing white, I'm wearing blue. Blue is fairly white. It's absurd. I must say. Says the Rabban, and the Torah quotes it. So, Eden, Nazu, Bulavon, is the Chen Royal Asa. Why Royal Asa? It's just knackers. Think of it where it was. But the Yushami quotes that one of the Amorites says, bury me in white. Ah. Everything. Why is that going to be? He was a little optimistic. He was optimistic that he would make it, quote unquote. So, since he thought he would make it, so the Ramban quotes it, page Sadihei. I assume it's based on that Mandoma in the Yerushalmi. So we go against the original Brisa, which is the Brisa of the Rambosi. It's logical. Rav Yoshia Matir al-Vashuni Chorin Chapisitin. What does that mean? White. They asked him, are you better than your Rebbe? Rav Yochanan said, what's better than his color? I'm alone, man, I'll buy it for you, guy. Interesting expression. Am I embarrassed of my deed? And Moshe said, he's the Orer HaTamidim, the year of Hashem. So, but apparently he was willing to be buried in why? Listen to this now. Rav Yirmiyah, another Amora says, bury me in white, shoes on my feet, a stick in my hand, and bury me on my side. Why? When the Shia comes, I'll be ready. He's ready to roll. He's going to wear shoes, they're going to run away, a marathon. He's with shoes on, a stick in his hand, and he's on his side, talking up to your back, right on his side. But they told him to bury him. We don't bury, no one, I heard of, I in my life, never heard of anybody bury on his side. He buried, straight up, head up. But apparently he was afraid to take an extra second to get up from there. He was running together with the Shia's cousin. So he was, but also in white, so the Ramban figures, such to get the minig to bury in white. He might not ever bury in white. Okay. Because once after Takanas Rabbi Gamliel, it became sort of standard thing. And everything's standard these days. I wouldn't listen to anybody who's listening to me. Huh? We wouldn't listen to them. Yeah, we would. You know, minhagim are always important. Kasuk Eber Kadisha, the minhagim are overwhelming. If you try to make changes, it's almost impossible. Because they don't know any chokmah. Standard. Everything's a standard. And a different standard. One chabad would have this standard, another standard, and they can pick wicked turf battles in the chabad Kadisha. But they have standards. Dalit. Matzimin Eina Shomei. Close the eyes. Nitzapin Koshim Nechayav. If you mouth open, you're supposed to close the jaw. Who pokes him the cover of Achash and Medichin of Son, the Midev Sonnen, the Golden Zinsara. You're supposed to close the body orifices after you wash the face with, sounds like with Midev Sonnen, with some kind of soap, some soap water. And you cut his hair. That's the Mechaba. Interesting Mechaba, how the Mechaba got this. It's based upon a Rambam. And there's quite a number of changes between Lashon of the Rambam and Lashon of the Mechaba. It's noteworthy. Lashon of Rambam. Perek Dalet Hilchos Avot Halacha Aleph. The Torah quote. Minik she yitzol b'mayz b'meisim u'lik v'rasa v'amtsin eina shal meis v'nitzachpir koshim l'choyav u'pokhim d'kovav acha shem medichin osa v'sachin osa b'minei v'samin v'gozin sara etc. Number one, Rambam says minik she yitzol and the mechab, that's not the word minik. Number two, the Rambam says Achash and Medichan also. Vitzachin also the Minei Vitzachin. You have the impression of Medichan, he's probably been Mayid. They wash everything. And then after that, Yitzachin also the Minei Vitzachin. The Mechaba left it out. Nothing he says he means that the Hadach itself was the Minei Vitzachin. I don't know why he left that out. That's another question. Number three, the Indian of Pishta. Found in the Rambam, Pishon Levonim, not found in the Mechaber. A Mechaber, Ika Chosna on a Sefer. Pishon, not a Pishon. The word Pishon is not found in the Mechaber. Halo Dovero. Very interesting. I don't know what to make of all these things. The Chorah, the Bach already points out that it says Matzim and Eino. It's not a Minik. What Rambam's saying for Minik Shri Yisrael is an Amtsin Eino. It's a Mishnah. It's not a Minik. And I'm an heir to the Baal. Sochin and Madichin is also a Mishnah. The same Mishnah, Kuftan Alpha Zay. It's also not a minute. But the Mishnah sounds like it's really a din. It happens to the Mechaba left out the word Minik. He only quotes the Iker Adin. Atim at the Ayah, which is a Mishnah. And Madichin. This is in question also over here. Madichin v'sochin is lashon of the Rambam. But the lashon of the Mishnah is sochin and madichin. I saw the Kobol Avela, they have the whole of the reasons about why the order was changed in the Rambam. The Dominican Chevrit Kaddishah, they do both, different than Chevrit. They wash, not with water, then they sometimes use some kind of soap to clean up the body, then they wash again. It'll be sochin, no stira. Sochin and madichin v'sochin, they're both true. Different Chevrit have different customs. Different kirchot, Mizrach, Mimayrach, what one chevet wants doctor to do, another chevet says chas v'shal. I'll give an example in a minute. The God name is found in the Shulchan Aruch because that's based upon all the stories that we saw in the Shalmi, etc. With Pishtan, although Rabbi Gamliel actually used Pishtan, he will follow him, it was never meant that Pishtan had to be doctor. Maybe the Vodna was all discussion. The Vodna should be this. But was Pishna, that's a different material. Discussion of it. It's anecdotal. That's why Pishna's not found. The Pishna should have gone to town about Pishna, I'll give it there, like Kabbalah. I'll be this story after Pishna. A lot of this story is in the Chevrolet Kaddishah business. This story is different Kabbalah, Kabbalistic stuff. which, you know, feels different attitudes towards. The Yekas are against it. And this is Kabbalah they run away from. Their Chevras also think they'll be Kabbalah. The Dabkana. You know, you know what the Chichap is. See, with the Yekas. And this is just, that's what it was. Smells of Kabbalah, they run the other way. Because they felt that Kabbalah was used by people basically to ruin Klal Yisrael. There's a whole history behind it. So there were they, Yushalayim, very much into Kabbalah. You can't do it. Kabbalah, Yushalayim, So there is not this, literally, because Mizrach Vimaira, the Western Minig with the Eastern Minig, they are so far from each other. And there are many, many differences. I can't go into all of them, but I'll mention a couple. The Shachkot, and there should be nice big day fish. You can go overboard, but it should be nice. And he says, what's the Nuke Yoyi to be able to wear cotton? If you wear nice, we believe in Tchiyat HaMeishim. What are you getting dressed up nice for? One of there are more, both from one of the Balei Yafes. Later in the visual, Rabbi Lezer Alevi, he asked the Feirish, make a flow, he'll sleeve Tara, and wipe it with washing my fingers and my hands and toes and my feet, hands and my ears, and give me shampoo, and comb my hair with a comb, and cut my fingernails. Look at this. Today she yavel the tara of the menucha, kamo she arog yaleila pakol shabbos the base accept. Spit. We go for sure not to have done on Monday. Now Shabbos. He wants the Yom Shikula Shabbos. He wants it to be dressed as though, poof, you know. How they say it, to give the fun, dressed to kill. So he wants to be exactly dressed up as he's going to shul on Shabbos, Zachameh Mesim Shana. That's what he said. So, obviously, some difference is going to be, you know, but as he said, so there's different customs as to how much we agree to these kinds of things. So, every Chevra Kadisha has its own minhag in this regard. That's fascinating. It's Dr. Moshe in Simon Shinran Bay. Okay. Shinran Gimel. Oh, no. Sorry, that's an important thing out. Shinran Beit Ramon comes from the Beit Yosef Makovo. Strange. The talking Rosh of the Beit and Tzurufim the Klipasa, so God will the cause of Yolam. Sounds like you take eggs, put them on a head, because eggs go round. You read the Ramon, you should look at this apple, the sugar. The sugar. Because eggs are round, you have to knock all head with eggs, and if there's a lie, you throw crack an egg on his head. That would be a bizarre. What's going on? Nay, you're looking, you'll have to look at a small print in the Kolbo. It's like this. The fact that they would wash them, it's something they shouldn't smell. So people split a group up until too low. Why egg? Listen to this. Simon Kozim, the Fisha Malikan, also the Chutzpah, here they cover. That Yakira, a Kolbo, Mishui, Israel. Hospital Simon there, that's all. And that is Simon. We have gold seen between the toes, I told you last week. So that's us, Simon. But they didn't have that, so they used to put eggs on his head, so that if a mace would ever come to a distant area, he'd be here, he'd be going, and they'd tell, they'd open up, and see eggs on his head. That was just a very simple answer that they gave, that the Sefer was all over, should recognize a Jew from a God. That's all. Ah, why egg? Why not milk? Why not, who knows what, cheese, meat? Oh, because it's a gargle of chosel. Not the shot, they put egg drops in the head, it's a gargle of chosel. They put egg on it's a simmon. And if they pick this simmon as opposed to another simmon, this is a gargle of chosel. So if you read the Rambam, it's just a mix. It doesn't read great. That's the end. Do they still use eggs? Some chevers still use eggs, and some chevers don't use eggs. These are different chevers. That's not a big time. It's not, presumably it's not a design. Now, goldfish, yeah, I understand, that's what we do. So, okay. Yeah, but they take off the goldfish when they bury it. As I said, it's only there before they get that far. The Gesher Achayim has a very lengthy description of the Hegem and Hagen Kever Kadisha at Mirgi Mishalai. Very lengthy. Terek Tet. Called Hatara. The word Tara is already used in earlier sources. In all the earlier sources as the way. What? And how are we going to cover all this? It's not Sharia. And it goes back primarily to the Kabbalistic sources, some of these things. Hillel and Masa made the Hillel Azoke. Some of Shaviyaz from who knows where. They found it in Damascus. What can I say? They go to all kinds of different things. You know, we would consider it with voodoo. They wash these songs and say this and say this and say this and say this. The most remarkable and stunning part of the Minic Kevin Kadish Rishon is described is what they call the Tzidika Pnimis. Apparently, they would want to eliminate any human waste which are inside the body at time of the death, and they do it. They do it from the back. They just remove all that stuff. They call it Tzidika Pnimis. It's very graphic. I'm not going to read it to you. The Chochmas Adam writes about this Tzidika Pnimis. Chas v'shalom. The biggest bizarre you can imagine for the race. Can you imagine it's an unbelievable bizarre? And they say, no, the cover of it. Let's give an example how it can be from 1 minute, either the cover or a bizarre, that's how you look at it. Every chever follows its own customs, yes. Don't hear you. Maisa made the tillul azoki. Not a Gemara, not a Tosafot, not a Yerushalmi. So who's the voodoo? And if it's the Chochmas Adam is a gas. How can you do this thing? Terrible. And he, even the Geshe Chaim, was forced to have a lengthy defense in his Chelek Beis. He defends the Tzidika Pnimis. I don't think he'd do it here in this country. I doubt it. Then there's a Tisha Kavan. Tisha Kavan is unbelievable. Tisha Kavan. You know what Tisha Kavan comes from? With a Balkarian. Right? Yeah, but that's when he's alive. The Mason and the Via Vos Atumah. And he makes Tisha Kavan. What can I say? And he gives all the Arichos throughout about the Chicago, which is done in those places still. Some actually put the base in a mikveh. The advertised, we have a mikveh. I think the Rabbi should have chill about it. The Rabbi came out against it because it's a Tekonah Shem Gamil. They charge $1,000 to put the base in a mikveh. You know, how can you do such a thing? It's one of the things you can't win with these things. It's endless. I'm not going to read you all the ins and backs of the book. Just give you very briefly. After the Tara, have what's called a halbosha. They put on specific garments, 8 different garments, and tell you how you sew the garments, who sews the garments, both the seven men, both the women sew the garments. The meaning he calls Atzimas Einayim Ba'ofa. Dirt on the eye. That's true. The Yosef Yosef Ale Nefer. That's what the son does when he does that. Again, good stories, they have different stories. Talis, again, even there, so there's no talis. No talis at all. No talis. Talis off. There was one. Why? Look at the Chelek Beis. How can it be against them if Russia didn't show up? They have different costumes. So again, everyone follows on custom. It doesn't take too much time. I'm in Ergen Hever Kadisha. If you want to know about it, you go to a Tara or speak to the experts in the field. I think the biggest expert in the field is, as the newspaper say, but I found my experience with Rabbi Elchanan Zon, who lives in Kew Gardens. He runs the Hever Kadisha Queen, and he's consulted talent from all over the world. That's the piece of Hever Kadisha. So if you're any shy of Hever Kadisha, that's what you call up. But again, he'll tell you, he can only just tell you how different minhagim, but which one you should follow. The different minhagim. The Germans are very strong cut now. They're always standing up, through. I'll just give one example. There's an Indian of Shmira's Hamed. Shmira? I don't know Shmira. Pasha from the Gemara in Bob Grochen says that Shmira is purely the Pneo Achborin. Simply made fun of the Khalil of Akash. When somebody dies, the body is, you know what happens. Anyway, all kind of birds of prey and rats can attack the body. That's the pasha. The mela, if the mate is removed into a refrigerator, that's what they do, take it down from the wall and put it in the refrigerator, so it's sealed and cold, there's no need for any shmira. But you know, you have to still attached to the shmira. But most of the shmira, you think shmira goes beyond an akbar. But the pasha in the Gemara. Not that way. The Rabbi is the Chonon of Rocha, they tell, I was told, not only did he say you don't need Shmira, he offered Shmira. He offered Shmira in the funeral home, which Daniel called Hirsch, You ever been there? Done that? You ever been there? 167th and Jerome Avenue, but not off Yankee Stadium. You go to the Yankee Stadium meeting, you know, you pass by. It's not far, but it's a very bad neighborhood. Roy is now a very smart man. He's thinking if he's going to allow Shmira to the Brugger, he's going to insist on Shmira. And he ends up making switches and walking home to Washington Heights in the middle of the night. They're going to die. They're going to get killed. There'll be another Shmira. So Rabbi Brugger took on his shoulders to ask for Shmira. I had someone from my shul who lost a parent, a good German, and he wanted to say to Shmira, all right, we're now out of it. Rabbi Brugger said, oh, we're now out of it. He went off. And so it worked. I told after Rabbi Brugger passed away, they started relaxing it a little bit, you know, it was not as... but there he is, the Yosef Shmir. Shmir is critical, but when the mace is not properly put away in a refrigerated sealed area, it's critical. But after that, Shmir is not meager a day. You have no understanding what the... You want to hire a shomer or be a shomer all night for extra coverage? Fine. But it's not an actual requirement. Can they really? Shinnun Gimel. But we show that you Megalim Ve'ashir over here. By us, the worst thing was an open casket. We think an open casket is Eastern Doraita. I can't ask anyone. It's a visceral reaction of any good Jew. So what is the name? But we show them. They are Megalim Ve'ashir. The Kushans would have an open casket. Kushans over here is Megalim Mamish. The face would be Mamish. Oh! I subtract. Umechashit Ve'ashir 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 the poor were so, they were so poor that the face would be a mace there, they could have a cover. They were rich, healthy, fat, so they would expose the face, rubbish, that's what it says. Don't believe this, right? You can't believe it. Must be a typo, must be a forgery. So the first thing in my cousin. The first, called Diana went out. Okay. So, but they stopped. The Anima Messiah, the Lavi was embarrassed, and the dead people must be covered. It's Kino Shiu Machasim Ne'akol. That's all. Since it became a minig, it's a minig which is coming, you can't go against the minig. Open casket, forget it. No way, never. You may somebody get a request of a relative, we're just looking, I want to see my mother one more time. I want to see my father, I want to see my brother, my wife, my sister, my child. Don't allow it. Once the Aaron is covered, once the house is covered, close. That's it. That's our minute. Finish. Before they wrap the nation, Tachrichim completely. So you know, I wouldn't encourage it, but you can't prohibit it. The Kevin Hadish is seeing the person something, but afterwards, that's it. Finish. Identification purpose, everything's good. I know some of them up in my community, and there's a tragedy in life. Some of them have died in the car crash. Moved to the windshield. Terrible story. And very, very bad. It was a Friday afternoon in Brooklyn. Not a good time. It's never a good time, but it is. But Friday afternoon. Never. So they died of a fire on Sunday. And they want the 100% positive identification. And if someone's a doctor, he wasn't so squeamish. But his own mother, see, in that sense, when he pulled in the putin, to be a Rebbe in a yeshiva, he never had to go in to make a positive identification. You don't want to make a mistake. So, for that reason, you have to bring someone else before they pull. I remember one. So many stories. Paranoia that this is a mistake, a mix-up. I'm sorry, a case I had, in which I was the first one on the scene. I was called in to run to Columbia right over here because all the relatives are far away. When the sun came, for this, I already had arranged that there should be in the refrigerator downstairs. And I was sitting here from the morgue, waiting for the individual to come. So in common, they start moving the aura in the house because transported them to Brooklyn for a fire, and also a fire. So he said, that's my father. Cover it up. That's my father. How do you know? You're sure? People are there under stress. They can go, the crazy thing. I'm telling you, this. Listen to me. I was here all the time. Yeah, you called me. I went. I ran. I was afraid if I wanted to. Yeah, you have to be careful. Let's go on. When is the tara done? I say it's because people fit for tshuva. The tara is usually done just before the kvura. But there was a problem that they were kept the mace for a day or two because of the malchus. The government said, I think it's to this day in Europe in some places, you can't bury for 48 hours. Am I correct? I think in Switzerland or something like that. Some places in Western Europe you can't bury. The famous come back to life. They're crazy people. We'll see you on the other side of the pages. Mendelssohn, we'll get to that a little later. The best thing to do is do the tara close to the kura. But if it's going to be a bizarre to wait that long, you do the tara earlier. If earlier the maids become undone somewhat, you do it, you wash up again a little later on. That's because I'm sober. In Simon Shindun Bay, the cousin, Kitzma Shubba, the cousin Gimel, close to him. Fine. Let's go. Yeah. I need it. Good question. Oof. Talk about it a little bit. If they keep the maids for 2 days, the most possible say, yeah, you have to eat it for 2 days? Some disagree and say if it's such a long period of time that you would be considered not an anidus, not an avedus. So in between limbo things, do mitzvahs, I mean, why? You can't do anything. But the clock stops. Thank God. Except for some, I think maybe one holdover somewhere in Western Europe doesn't exist in our society. Fine. It's a long discussion about a NATO. The NATO requires Kura and not requires Kura. It comes up over here in the Shindon Gimel. Very serious question. That goes, my meaning says no. Based on the famous Gemara, and we know it from Stockholm, many of us. With a NATO, which was thrown into a pit, and it's special Tumba, whole story, and got pests. And we say, the posh that Gemara is that NATO you just destroy out. Yes, it was wrong, back and forth. That goes, my meaning says nothing wrong throwing out a NATO. There's nothing of Kura by a NATO. And the Mogan Aron disagreed? No, it has to do with the Hippos Gunther. It's Kura by Nathan. I have to tell you one thing, which I don't know you can argue with me, but I'll tell you my opinion. And it's a current event I saw in the Jerusalem Post this week, if I'm not mistaken, had a book review of someone written, I think, in the Mitzvah of Ari Shiva. Wrote a story about a terrible, terrible tragedy happened to him. I believe it was a stillborn child, if I'm not mistaken. That's how I read it. A stillborn child. And how they had all these rituals and the person go to a stillborn child, to hold the child, to name the child, and to bury a plaque for the child, and to go through the whole, maybe even kind of a shiva, it's not really shiva, but you make a semi shiva. A whole arikha trying to maximize the connection to this, to have this feeling of grief and stress. And I know that there are people who even do this for a miscarriage. It's also a loss of life. Even an early miscarriage. Miscarriage for 3 months. They have it, so they want to give a name, they want to have a burial plot, they want to have a this, and a loss, and they're not quite a shit of it. And they have it all so healthy and so important, psychologically, and that in my understanding, it's exactly the reverse. Shutama Chlodzis, a psychologist. I was exactly Pumsaker. I was discouraged to all of this stuff. To wash that person of a sense of loss for his whole life, I mean, try to forget about it. I mean, it's hard, I know. Right now, you're still into it. But 5 years from now, if it's going to be a cemetery, you know, you never know where to go, and you're never going to be able to forget about it. If there's no cemetery, there's no, it's not there. It's not high of a Kamura. It's a tough call. But I saw a whole book, I just happened to see a book review. And I must say that my view is not that way. However, it is quoted that, what, if it's a baby boy, that's born, but stillborn, somewhere here, is it in the Shulchan Aruch? Here it is. Devote. Tinok shemeis ponosh animo. Molen also al kivro below bracha v'koron lo shem. There is a need of calling a name shouldn't have been able to vote. They can't go against that. That's already a... but, you know, this is made for the Shanimos, some people send it to stillborn, some people send it to the fetus. You have to be careful how you deal with these. You have to be very sympathetic. It's a tragic, you know, it's a very big, especially if they didn't know about it before. Some of them know about it before. It's also a tragedy. They know about it before, the baby's stillborn, and then it's carried a few months afterwards. Shut your eyes. I had a very serious shot at the Tumas Kohanim, remind me about that. I was supposed to get to that today, but never. I'm shy. Maybe tomorrow. Remind me, very serious shot at the Tumas Kohanim. It's called that kind of situation. But, how early on is there a requirement of Kavura for a nation? As soon as there is, like the Mughal Navar, how early on? But the Maharsham is quoted in the back of the Chaim of Rokhul, the Shemer Shalom, on the Os Nun, on the Nathal, where he says, Or the Ruach Megil, the Ferris. So many, many other postures. Even the Magen Avraham only said it as a Sarachiyah. Didn't say the Ferris against their God's Maimonides or the Ruach. And the Bina Lizim, I think it's the Rebbe Yonis, that argues the Magen Avraham. I'm sorry if it's close it. But I'm sorry that you should have a Kavura. That the Marsham, Nathal, but Gimel Chadoshim, so her Gishabos, the Huli Alam term of the coast. 3 months. And she hasn't felt the baby yet. Everyone agrees you're passing from burial. What about 4 months? Not so far. My recollection, I don't go into it right, maybe tomorrow I'll go into it a little more, is that really it's like a halfway point. Four and a half months, we don't require more and a half, but we do. Some of the are more making, obviously some of them are more bathroom. That was the rule of thumb that I developed. But I always say, I know my good friend and colleague Rabbi Rosenblatt has a special spot with the arrangement of Kedisha, the Maya people, just in the poem, small little group. The less you know about the specific details, the better. Especially if it's just in utero, never came out to the world, alive. That's my view. Again, I know the others disagree with me, and I don't know. It's more about what's in psychology, but and that's how I understand. Okay, that's Shin Nun Gimel. Yeah. Shin Nun Dalin. Here she is, but she made him. Motzian at the region of Kakmotzian Hashem. They did offer it in Shulchan Aruch. Two people died from the Sefer Smachot. How do I say it? Never. First come, first serve. That's what they say, call a kind of zuppa. But whoever dies first, gets buried first. If the Rav, I see it quickly to one of his that's right. I think it's printed in one of the Rav's essays. What's it called? Inshallah, I think I've heard it. The Rav Chaim came to Brisk. As soon as he came in, that was the first day there were two Leviathans. Brisk is a big town. One was the poor man, one was the biggest severe in town. But the poor man died first. The Chaver Kadisha, you know, so according to the Rav, Rav Chaim, I heard it on one of the tapes. Rav Chaim stood there by the Tara Baitel, the Tara boy, where they do the Tara. They would not allow the Chaver Kadisha to do the Tara for the severe. They first take care of this poor, unknown man first. So the son of Chaim. You know, you have to be, I said, you can't get into Kavirim. I heard from the Rav. They had a different custom, different people. It's hard to, these days, things are a little bit different. The whole world is different. There's different cemeteries, different funeral homes, some of the areas of Israel. You can't go with that mahalak as a rule these days. But the principle remains the same. All right.
Let's go on.
Shinun hey, menichas mitas shel isha berchov bnei akava. We don't do that anymore. Now it's there's no difference in men and women. You're afraid of divas, etc. Now it's a different world. Diva, something would blow out of the body if you'd be dying to her and for the stuff. Well, why did I think that before she came out? Coffins, they didn't have any coffins then. That's true. Okay. Shinun Zayin, Easter Halona Tame, the rabbi's problem. Rabbi will make the first start on Sunday, will make the funeral on Wednesday. That's a crystal star. You know, when someone dies in the Jewish world, you hear the celebrity die. The last celebrity that was Frank Sinatra. So we don't have any love for or respect for. And they heard the radio, the whole radio, something she think that the Sadiq Hador, who knows what. But I think she died on a Friday, if it was Wednesday, something like that. That's how they do it by the Goyim, what's the rush? And unfortunately, the Goyish mentality creeps into the reviews of something super from. They forgot the Post of Chumash. He called us, he's so solid. You can't imagine it's amazing. The rabbi dropped the fighting against me. I've lost many a battle over this one. I always try to push it faster. Some of you may remember last year, I was sitting here in Yeshiva, right here, trying to arrange desperately to have a Levaya on a certain day. I was trying back and forth. I got a call in the morning and failed. Couldn't pull it off because of inefficiency. The Yankees, give them credit. I had a couple of cases. The person passed away in the morning. Nope, the Levi was done already. That day. Boom. It takes so long. But I could see them. Lovely, wonderful people. They were so well meaning, but they just about loved him. I don't stereotype. It was impossible. They couldn't get anything done. So the paper, so this, so that. I was so surprised. I thought I had Dr. Science in the Lower East Side. It was that up to the Levi was the next morning, all right, they can't help it, but they would get it done. But Yishalayim, there's no fair. Some of my shul, father passed away, Erev Sukkot, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No problem. They could be running, ran, boom, boom, they did the Levi before Yontif. Before Yontif, it was so late that they came back, the grandson came back from Mishnah. Into Yom Kippur. But that's it. Imagine trying to do it on the merit. Just try and dream about it. They're not shy. They're what? They get the papers. So I don't have a paper to make. So actually, after Yom Kippur, the papers. The job done, you know. Boom. Yeah. So, yeah. So since it's still a lengthy discussion of the details, when exactly over Lo Solim, is it by night, is it in the morning? This is Lumbus of Eretz Reis, it's not up to us. Now, I wanted something to do with the Chesuva Av, the end of it. We quote, listen carefully. The year Tav Kuf Lamed Bey. What year is that? Tav Kuf Lamed Bey. 1772. Shachochem Ramad. Who's Ramad? Who? No one knows? You don't even know who Ramad is? Not the Ramad, Reish Mendelis. Ramosha Dessauer. Who was Ramosha Dessauer? Mendelssohn. That was a famous drawing. Vitzifre Ramad. No, finish it. Al Tish Lechuyad. That was the jingo. Okay. Achocham Ramad, Torn, Mahatzi, Rizur, and Shokhapa Yisrael, Vahomro. Ki Rofes, Maneinu, Omru, Shenodak, Bula, Magdal, and Chayam, the mother. The Epsilator El Abiyikul Abbas, that's the famous Chassam Sof, the Shilam El Ches, we spoke about that brain dead. That's the one. But Zvar Ramad. People are writing the Mishnah Sof, Nida, and if you go to the Sechah Snuchat, Rivakir Mal Amesim Adgil Yomim, Upamach at Chai Echot, Akrechein, Chof Hei Shonim, Behold it, got it. They check the Mesim, see if he's alive. And once they find he's alive, so, and he's lived 24 million years and had children. So, Ma'am is just supposed to show me his mother over and start greeting. Belidim called Melidim, and says, if we can also be able to get away, call us going to be able to cool up, not so. Who may ask, Parvu Pekuchi, at least to bury in cave, by after Litzvok al Kibro. Knock, knock. Anybody there? Yeah, get me out of here. That was the case. It was 25 years, that kid. So get me out of here. That was that, Dr. Rahman. This is a muscular charade over here. That was that, history. That was that. Wait a minute. I was the son of Kofan Be'eret Manish. Now he's buried in the ground. Hard to knock him down. Al Karcha Chachiyav La'alino. Eilu Tvaro. So if Yaakov ended, bashes him. Mokhala Meir Uchle Be'uchle Be'lanotla upon him. Boom. And the Rechus HaSleifus is ridiculous. Ridiculous. The Esai and Alosa say, if a Mesora was considered to be dead, stop breathing, we know he's dead. What's more human than that? We spoke about it a long time ago, when he first started the shiur. I'm a separate smachas. But he knocked on the door and he said, can't get me out of here. Umikra bi'alma miyut, mikra marapokim echad le'elav shonim. I feel the miyut of the miyut of the hafi. It's not shy, I forget it. Chori amagel. It's Rip Van Winkle. Chori amagel. He lived 70 years, he woke up. Ah, it's only a riot from a mice. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. You can't even think about these things. Forget about it. Very right away. What a fascinating Kiska Tshuva. Shin and Zion to start now. Okay. He knew the Chvodo was Mutter. What's the Chvodo? Or the Tachrit, which is Kamat Nachayim for us. Or the Koninus, which is Kamat Nachayim for us. Oh, Kadesh Yavo, Krovim. Now we're doing. Kapit Maitre Sokoyo. This day, famous are so far long. Ola Hashmiya Ayaros, spread the word. So therefore, there are many cases they hold up a Leviathan from some relevant spots from California, from Eretz Yisrael. So they just like sufficient notice to people. You have to strike a proper balance. You have to strike a proper balance to know the general bias to make the Leviathan as quickly as possible. But there are cases when you can't do it. The relatives coming in from, you have to wait. Why not do it? Well, he only walks. So, can't wait for long. And you shall lie, they don't wait at all. Period. See who you are. Hey, Malina, basically, shall lie. That's the shall lie of that's old to that. Shamgar, that's not part of the old Jewish shall lie. I said, even though they're no longer in the old city, the minute extended. Everyone wants, Ani Yerushalmi, that's the Yerushalmi. Ani Yerushalmi, everyone wants to finish up the Yerushalmi. So, even if you're living in remote Ramos, you're still Yerushalmi for these purposes. So, I know, wherever you are, as far as you can go, they consider themselves Yerushalmi, and they'll do the course at night. My grandfather was Nifter. I mentioned his name to you last week. Sure enough, the crew was on at night. Sunday night. I remember I've Alfred this one of the world. I was very to be in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Steve. And I have many stories to tell about that school that I had. I was almost, there was no Rebbe Yeshiva there. And it was cooked, he was nipped there, I think it was Rod Berman. And I happened to be in Eretz Yisrael then. It was interesting, maybe it was such a, for me personally, so wild. I haven't been there until 12 years. It took them a whole different story. I got there at the draw. I go to Russia, and then there was the Chernobyl blew up, and so I was going with my wife to Russia, went there at the draw. A whole story. And I ended up there. Of course, I heard the news in Caribbean. It's not a time. I told them, whatever. They ended up going to the Savai with the Torah or the Shah with the Vapas there. Wouldn't let the art into the basement. Just held it off to the side. I think we mentioned that before, right? Get it, David. And then, the bus is the hour of 10 o'clock at night. I've never been at a crew at night. I've never seen a crew at night. There was no aura. You see, the first time you see it, you get a little, no talent. You go to the palace, you tell you.
just, you know, got a little, you know, plastic, whatever they have, you know, just a little, I couldn't see exactly where it came from, around them. A different, got a different solid spoon, Aristotle. If you were Aristotle, it's a different story. They go down and then they split it across. It's a lot of them. You don't see them. A whole different pura. A different pura. Everything is different. Chitta, but my wife had a comment. That's an interesting issue. But in terms of Shabbatara, the women shouldn't go to a cemetery. Where is that? After it? Yes. Shindon says, Yesh from Noam is not lucid, not from the base of Chlor and Akarami. And Zohar goes, roll all of all kinds of things. So it's the Yekas even here. Don't, the women don't go to the cemetery. Not by the fire. The Chesidim, they don't go either. And in Shalayim, Kavachayman. He was, I know we had to go from there to somewhere else. And I had to go with her. I wanted to go. And she, I couldn't leave her in Ghoul or somewhere. Who knows where. She came in the bus with me. They give me a security look. I don't know what to do. I'm going to check out the bus in the middle. It's in there. Came to the Levaya in Harem Beisim. And there's the Rebbe from Scheinberg. The mother-in-law. Said, let's go with it. About five other women there. I say, how do I say it? It was more literature. Not that anyone into this whole business. So there he did go. And then we sort of grew at night with an amazing experience. Whole different, everything was different. That's the mini Eretz Yisrael. They have the thallium and hug them. You can't argue with the Kavakadish. You can't. They don't let you argue with them. They just don't let you. This is the way we do it. Why? Mini Gibishalai. You can stand on your head, you can yell, you can scream. Mini Gibishalai. Not only that, but I can mention it now because I don't know what else to mention. It's an incredible thing to I'm about the sentence of a male nipster not going to the Levi. You ever see this? You ever know this? But my grandfather was nipster. My brother was there to be there. I was not there to be there. My brother was there to be there. My brother, my sister, my aunt, three direct descendants, at least, was there to shut my. They had a Levi in Levi, where you live. And then they were not allowed to go to the Harem Menuchot. Where did this come from? Voodoo. Came and blessed, I saw the Yashar Chaim, who talks about the Midrash of Yerushalayim. It's 200 years old. It's more than that, they have plural riots, and the children went to the Levites. Where did it come from? What's it all about? Aren't children? Oh, it's a Cheres. Achor is a Cheres. When a male dies, make the following Cheres. He calls Zaro lo yelavu, lo yelvu achar mitzotu klal esvam. And make a favor. They have in mind the Hafi Kabbalah. But the every male, which male except for Yaakov Avinu, would never had a never saw Zerah Levatola? Well, Ashaya. So to prevent this from happening, they have the favor. It's a funny story. It wasn't being right if I cared, but Yaakov Avinu's children went after and followed him and buried their son. Yaakov Avinu. That's why the his children followed him from his trap there. Only Yaakov Avinu has the mitzvah. Not making it the right time. But he said in the same press, that the 200 years ago, that even the same people, the Baal Shulchan Gavoh, made us a pair, I don't know what Shulchan Gavoh, of Yosef, Rabbi Avraham Malko. Sorry, I don't know, I'm not sure what it is. Anyone know what it is? 200 years ago, in the parish of the Lord. 20 years ago. You came from Ardanipal. Is that in Turkey?
Yeah.
Turkey. There was the son of Farsha. Then he came to Yerushalayim, tough take and he made a cherim. And after he made a cherim, then later the dog in Aristotle Yerushalayim, 200 years, accepted it. So Chaim, Admas Kodesh, Rabbi Sorak of Al-Ghazi, the thousand son of the dog, the thousand son of the Kahuna. The Chidot, the Marish Al-Ghazi, Avshalom Sharabi, Kubu, and many Tzedekim, Amelia Gro, the Khalil of Zalba Bachra, Americans don't go for this in a big way. You can say, I'm not going to go to my father's Levi. What are you out of your mind? I travel 6,000 miles. You can say, I can't go to my father's Levi. I'm not listening to you. You can make any care you want. I'm going anyway. They started lightening up in the last 25 years.
will have to get more popular for Americans to come bring the Masons, and they want to lose the business for them. I'm serious, they're losing business. Huh? That's pretty extensive. I mean, it's a beautiful city. And my mother lives in Beit Shemesh, but if the state is buried in Yerushalayim, it would be a lie, no? I mean, could be a lie. In any event, they stay with Beirish, they're ready to get to a chayim, but it's tough cover to these 50 years, when they already saw that people weren't listening. And then they tell them not to go. If he goes, they say, oh, to go ahead. They send him ahead, then they make the chayim. Because the kid who went ahead, not following the chayim. Hey, he goes, this is a whole arena of our movie. What are you going to do? Go change an inning. You can't change it. You can't move these people. Yeah. Become Tommy. Not about become Tommy. Become Tommy. Why are you Tommy? But they also go to a lab. In many places, the women don't go. Even though you're Tommy, the car flies to women, through the passion. They're not cynical, right, a little bit. In any event, this is a care which you should be aware of, and never saw in America it's done anywhere. But Now, speaking of Minhagim, I was told that when Mr. Bentheim, the Gaon of the Bracha, was Mr. A little over a year ago, that there was certain specific Minhagim, which is Almana, Mrs. Bentheim, a very interesting, wonderful woman, wanted it to be done. She told the son-in-law, a close friend of mine, to make sure that the Minhagim, I think, came from more from Spartak. I can't even blow shofar. And anyway, she started to blow shofar. So the Chevra Kadisha almost took his head off. This is last year, I'm not talking about 50 years. It almost took his head off. We're going to stop the first session. We're going to drop. We're not going to bury the men. This is still an unbelievable fight. We have the chutzpah to cross the Chevra Kadisha of Yerushalayim. It's an ongoing battle. It went on. I forgot the whole process. A pitched battle. And then we speak of Sanhedrin. You're going to blow shofar. We're not going to blow shofar. They're going to stop. They're going to stop. They are terrible. We're not going to bury him. You blow us up one more time, we're not going to bury him. After that, they told me the story. I'm sure you've ever known something about the family. Find out what went on exactly over there. It was totally subrupted, apparently. That's it. We're going to drop him. We're not going to bury him. You cross us. You're rough. Chevrolet are not adinim. They're not known for their adinut. That just comes along with the confession. You're not gangsters, they're tzaddikim. We're all beholden and hungry to lie. What can I tell you? That's what goes on in real life. You should be aware of it. You should be aware of it. As far as women going to the cemetery, they try to stop it as well. All these things depend really on one degree. What's your reaction to Kabbalah's Kabbalistic stuff? That's what it really falls down to. If you're really into Kabbalah, you should really follow all these things. But as I always say, Kabbalah is a soap. So they're not looking for you to know about it. How much more stuff am I supposed to keep it? They're not looking to know about it. What's this? It's how people Kabbalah. They're not looking to know about it. I try to keep it without love. It's not for the fact that the Shulchan Aruch was such a big makubal. These people would never even be known to those people. Rabbi Yosef Karo was not only the author of the Shulchan Aruch, was also very much involved in Kabbalah. So that's how, but Kabbalah is very much in. Lady is Kabbalah get very much out. I tell you, the Germans will do anything in their power against Kabbalah. It was abused. Malach was abused by Shachas. You know what's today? How to go? Kabbalah for everyone. A layman's Kabbalah. And it's Shugoyim. They take the sister Torah and then destroy it. It's Rechman of Islam. So I want to resolve them and hug them, but we have to cover more ground. Shin Samachalaf, I'm just going to mention very briefly. I just can't do everything. Leviathan to make the mitzvah. You're supposed to go into a Leviathan, should not go into a Leviathan. People always have struggles and decisions to make, you know. To go to a Leviathan, the Torah for Leviathan. If you want to go to Leviathan in New York, you'll never open a Gemara. Ever. There's always a Leviathan in New York. Yeah, doesn't know where to go. It's a judgment call. When you're needed, when you're not needed. You can't go to every single Leviathan. It's not Shire. you know your relation to the nipster or to the relative, to make a proper judgment. It's not so simple to get. Okay, since on a base, we have to bury the karka. If you don't bury the karka, over an also makes the oracle of Kabar of the karka, over Mishim Malin and Samei. The mausoleum is not what we view as appropriate. In the son of the Or, the Kabar of the karka, ain't an overall of. When we call the Kabi up on the Kabar of the karka, Mamish, I feel the Kutla. Better to bury without an Or. In Eric Show, they bury without an Or, you know. There's no Or. In Kutla, they bury always with an Or. However, as I mentioned before, the different ways to get out of this problem that they say is better than Purus Karka. The Yekis, they may leave a hole in the earth. But should be the Karka, should some of the Karka should be considered partially a Kabur of the Karka. See them, when they go down and they remove the bottom flank or some of the sides of the earth. The different ways how to overcome it. And most plain people, we know, they say, you don't know, all the words of Postman Angel. Some bury with an aron, some bury without an aron. You follow your minik. This is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Tzur, Dinah Siman Shin, Samach Bei. No, no sin ames al skala v'pon of l'mala. What's enough for the Yerushalmi? What about you, Yoshe? I would thought someone sideways. That's an exception. It reminds me we don't do it that way. How does long tshuva according to the tshuva base? Which direction if they bury in the cemetery? The feet towards the cross, the gate, towards the east, the throne. He has a very difficult thing. Really, very difficult thing. I don't know what to do with this one. I don't know what to do with this. Very serious problem. I don't know if we have a solution in America to this problem at all. That is, Shin Sound of Bays, Siv Tay. In Kovin, Russia, until Sadek. Russia, Gomer, Russia, Chomer, Russia, Kal, you know, this is different to Ivan Mises says. You just read it through this. No? The Shon that cover, I think, right to the quote. This call him in the Strophim, and not him in the Rogim. Okay, in Kovin, Sadek, Bekosher, Urbanani, and the Chosin Luklo. If you study him, he's an average static, a super static. How do you do it? How do you handle it? How do you handle it? Just not shy. I know that, but I know it's not a joke, it's a reality. My mother left someone buried in what they call the RCA section, where they have carbon RCA section. It's a very important, and there they exist in that section. The element is to be a good lazar. It used to be Shomer Shabbos. If you're not Shomer Shabbos, I'm not even known to sleep in, but officially, if you're not Shomer Shabbos, you will not bury it in. So, that's the Madrega, because it's hard to be honest, you can't go. Even the Chazanish made a famous mistake. He called it, he said, well, Shomer Shabbos, he was buried there himself. But that's it, Shomer Shabbos. You have such. The Arab and Arab to the Chelsa Terabonim. Ooh, you have to see the Chelsa Terabonim and have Luchas there. Ah! The girl, the oil of Mamish, the Brisk of Rock, Rabban Kotler, the Zalman, you know, and all the Rav Moshe with the Belzer Rebbe, and the Prashmo Levitz. I'm not a big McVorris fan, but the other end of some kind of Levi or something, just take a walk there, you see. Abdullah is there right there, both of the same. And the gold is with the other, Abdullah Zalman is there, and he says, Tadika Gaburian, you know, okay, they're the big people. But we're playing Amcha. We try to, but I have to throw my hand. My hand has karka in Eretz Achayim, what they call the Aguda section. Hoshila section. But she had a request from her brother, an uncle of mine, he's not from, he's not married. He wants to be buried next to her. So my hand touches her heart. So what am I going to do? So she said, on a but she gave up her plot, her expensive plot in a good section in Eretz Chaim, and went to some sort of generic plot across the little road in Beit Shemesh.
down, a little further down, and that's to take care of my uncle, the Bonal brother. And because she wanted her brother to be able to be married, and they wouldn't let her. What to do in America about this? I don't know if there's any control. Anyway, I don't know. I guess they're Swedish, healthy, so they have tight control. They can make sure everyone's on the shop. Beyond that, it's not a government. It's not for us. We don't have that ability. I don't know what's possible to do it.
Why is
I just felt to be sure it's a specific line. So I'm going to say I'm so far behind what I wanted to do. Tomorrow we have to, we must leave that up, start up with summer tomorrow, somehow or other. And I'm going to